Track you every day on TV.
Ooh, the man. Who the man? Who the man?
You the man.
Who the man? Here it comes, the party of a lifetime. 31st of December. Man, I remember when the ball dropped for 90. Now it's 99. 10 years behind me. What's gonna happen? Nobody know. We'll see when the clock gets to 12:00. Chaos, the cops gonna block the street. Man, who the hell cares? Don't stop the beat. Now it's time for these chicks to sing.
You ain't
I'm not Richard Blackwood, don't be silly. I'm the UK answer to Big Willie.
Take your time, young man.
Oh, oh,
come on, oh,
oh, oh.
Don't you rush to get
yeah, you'll feel that. You'll feel that. Ooh.
It's Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from Sydney, Australia, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, Graham Norton will be feeding spam to he-woman Fatima Whitbread to improve her performance in our new feature, Spam Javelin.
Bad to the bone. Bad.
But now, please welcome a man who can't even spell Olympics. It's Chris Moyles.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Get it by the sword, you die by the sword.
I've made a mistake.
Get it by the sword, you die by the sword.
Howdy doody, boys and girls. Welcome to the show. It's Friday afternoon. I'm Chris Moyles. Hello there. Thank you to Mark Allard for the last couple of hours. I am the saviour of Radio 1. And together on the show is Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Melinda.
Hello.
Reese.
Hello.
And John. And the third of the Dream Team.
Yay!
Yep, yep, yep.
I don't know why.
Just popped in, say hello.
Is he one of our new posse members?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I just come to big up the Moyles here. Come and miss you, Sid.
What was that?
I don't know.
No, no idea.
Just talking street jive.
Just kind of say hello, because I ain't seen you for a little while.
Oh, okay, sir.
See you later, I've got to go.
Where are you going?
Over to the other building.
Oh, cool.
We're in detention. We've got.
Anyway, hello. Thank you very much indeed, Sir Mark and Lard. Right, we're on Friday afternoon. And which one's he?
Spoony.
That doesn't ring any bells.
He's one of the Dream Team.
Yeah, but he's not. The other two are the most the popular ones, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't know who's the favourite, but he's Spoony anyway.
All right. All right, Spoony. Ooh. He's in a mood now.
You like that?
Spoony in a mood. I believe Spoony's going to be doing a duet with Blackwood.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
Right.
I've made a mistake.
Yeah. Right, so Nasty Nick's going to be on the show today.
Hooray!
Hey. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Escorted by his new stepdad, Dominic Moen. From the Sun, it will no doubt have Nick kitted out in a shell suit with the Sun written all over it.
And a silly red baseball hat.
Eh?
And a silly red baseball hat.
Yeah, and remember...
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Absolutely. So we've got questions for Nick. It's going to be a good interview. I reckon it's going to be one of the most exciting bits of radio today on the radio.
It's a hell of a boast.
I'll be like, I tell you how I'll be as excited as when the Dream Team interviewed Samantha Mumba.
Yeah?
That can't be.
What?
Wait.
What?
You can't match that, mate.
I'm only joking, mate. What's wrong with you?
It's a map for Bumba.
Made a mistake. Oh, dear. Anyway, so that's that, then.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm Pisces.
Why don't we get the listeners to phone in and write in or email with their...
Or what?
Wait, what exactly would you like them to do, Reese?
Hang a second.
I've made a mistake.
Phone in and I'd like them to email their questions.
All right, so if you have a question for Nasty Nick Bateman, chris.moyles at bbc.co.uk or 08700 100 100 if you'd like to ask Nasty Nick a question.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Should we play a record then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Muse and Muscle Museum. I've got one of them.
Have you?
Muscle Museum.
I'm seeing that.
What?
I can see your Muscle Museum right in front of me.
He's also got a Cockles Museum.
Hey,
as well.
Stop it. So that was Spoonie then?
Yeah.
From the Dream Team?
Yeah.
He's a jolly young man,
isn't he?
Yeah, a lovely, lovely fella.
Does he go way, way, or yip, yip?
Yip, yip, are they?
Yes,
I don't know. Way!
Yip, yip.
That show would be nothing without us, wouldn't it?
We're bigging it up.
Yeah. We big it up all the time. What? John, do you big it up on a regular basis?
Oh, definitely. Big it up.
I'm very nice.
Big it up.
So it's very exciting tonight. Dave.
What?
Tell the nation what your girlfriend's doing tonight.
My girlfriend is getting together with some friends and flatmates and having a big brother party at home, right?
Yep.
And they're filming each other.
And it's fancy dress.
Yeah, so yeah. They've got to dress up as one of the Big Brother characters.
Right.
And they've got a lasagna in the oven, right? And they're going to film themselves.
Hang on.
I don't understand.
Lasagna was never a member of the Big Brother house.
I don't see the significance either, but they're going to film themselves having this party around at their house tonight. And that's it, really.
And what are they dressing up as?
Characters.
Not just characters, though, is it?
I think so. Well, you seem to know more about this than I do.
Anna's dressing up as a camera.
Is she?
Yeah. She's got a big box on her head.
For the whole evening?
Apparently so. Girls, eh? What are they like? Bonkers. Last night, I watched Big Brother in the pub. I had to leave. I had to go and watch it in the pub. Why? Remind me again, Dave, why?
I don't know.
Because you disappeared, didn't you, with your lass? I thought, oh, I best go and watch it in the pub.
It wasn't like that at all. You'd already arranged to go round the pub. Don't start me on that, because I have another story. don't even go down that road, because unless you want me to talk about what happened later on. And yes, they are thin walls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just getting...
I thought you were, you know...
Hey, thank God I haven't got much stamina, otherwise that could have gone on all night.
Yeah,
no,
it didn't.
No, but 2 minutes.
But if,
Huh?
About a minute and a half, I think.
No. I was cold. Anyway, I'd rather not get into that. I'd rather not talk about it.
You started it, to be honest.
Yeah, and, I finished it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Very quickly.
Put it this way, we could hear from the pub.
No, you couldn't.
What, was there something to hear?
Anyway, Nasty Nick's going to be with us very soon.
No, listen to you changing the subject. Yeah, very exciting. It's going to be good. Just after 4:30, Nasty Nick will be on the show live.
Yeah, there's an atmosphere of anticipation, isn't there?
Yeah. And, of course, remember, everybody...
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Thank you very much. What was that?
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Yeah.
I've made a mistake.
Right.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
I've made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
I've made a mistake.
Up yours, Fat Boy Slim. I'm Fat Boy Fat.
He's bringing out a single, isn't he? It might
Who?
Sound like that.
Who?
Nick.
Is he?
Yeah. Might be a question to ask.
Yeah. Email chris.miles@bbc.co.uk if you'd like to ask Nick a question, or 08700 100 100. We'll ask it on your behalf, actually.
And pretend that it was ours.
Yeah, exactly. All the funny ones, we'll pretend that we wrote earlier on in the day. And that's the best thing to do, don't you?
Right.
Thank you very much. Right, Darude, next.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
And now a word from the Bolton Massive.
Kicking off the show in fine style.
Sarah Clark.
She's coxy.
Well, don't look so exasperated.
She's blonde.
Radio. Big Mama Carter. Big Papa Mercandana.
She's coxy.
Perfection.
She's from Bolton.
She's on a roll.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This recording.
Radio 1 Breakfast Show, baby.
Sarah Cox.
Concentrate.
Cox, the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox.
Coxy and Roger's here with you until 9 o'clock.
Back Monday morning from 6:30.
Sarah Cox blasting off real big.
Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
You need to vote for a winner for today's Big Mother.
Right.
Here's the final episode ever.
10 DJs, 14 microphones, and no jingles. This is Big Mother.
Dear 794, another eviction dear, and the boys are out in the garden talking about music.
Like October 98, went to see Placebo at Manchester
really?
Apollo. Yeah, really, really fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did they rock?
They rocked. They rocked indeed. What's your favourite record then, of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah.
I think it'd probably have to be the Venga Boys going to Ibiza.
Yeah?
Oh, that's nothing on my one. My favourite one, you're not going to believe this, I love this track. Do you remember Ali Jones walking in the air?
Yeah.
That's a cool
classic
tune.
One. Well, my one would have to be La Bamba by Los Lobos.
Interesting.
La Bamba.
Yeah.
You see the game?
The boys are talking in the garden when they suddenly spot a familiar face.
Doesn't sound like offside. My goodness.
What?
What?
Is that Rodney from Only Fools and Horses?
I don't believe all you people. What you doing sitting around in this garden with a load of bloody chickens?
Get lost, you plonker.
Can't wait to get out now. One more night to go.
5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the boys have been called back in the house by a Big Mother to listen to their favourite tunes.
Crowd outside.
I hope so.
This is Big Brother. Your favourite records will now be played, starting with Reese's Choice.
Oh, fantastic.
Talk us through it then. Why this one?
Well, it reminds me of when I went to Ibiza last year.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest tune on the island. Everyone was like ramming, you know, all the clubs were rammed. They're all listening to this. It was fantastic.
I can imagine.
And I really love the deep sub bass at the bottom of it. Really gets you in the gut.
Really...
Let me listen. Let me listen to the lyrics.
You're dancing
in Ibiza sky.
Oh, fantastic. Do you remember this? This is my favourite record.
Oh, it's from the Snowman.
It's,
Ali
Jones.
This reminds me, every time I hear this, it reminds me of this first girl I ever had a kiss with.
Right.
I was about 15 at the time.
Does she look like a snowman?
No, she didn't.
Does she look like Ali Jones?
A little bit.
Right. Hey, let's rock. I love this song. It reminds me, right? La 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 bamba. Used to play this in Mr. Smith's in Warrington, right? Latino night every Thursday.
Really?
And just the whole place just went mad.
You all get dressed up in like Latin.
Yeah. Oh, you're no marinero. I never knew the words, but it's always very special to me.
Who wins? You decide. To vote for Reese, log on at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and go to the voting for Big Mother. To vote for Dave, go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and vote on Big Mother. To vote for Melinda, go to I think you get the idea by now. Right, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You should be able to click on Big Mother and vote for who you would like to win in our version. Producer Reese, Comedy Dave or Melinda. Go to Radio 1 online and vote now. Thank you. Darren in Soundstorm at Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Nasty Nick's going to be on the show in a bit. Very excited. It's going to be good fun.
I think so. He's here, he's ready.
I know. Half the radio station have already come down to have a look at him. Oh, look, he's real!
They just thought they'd pop down, you know, get a coffee, just coincidentally while he's here.
Yeah, just complete coincidence. All right, so if you've been listening to Big Mother, which is all of us lot, been locked in the Radio 1 studio for the last couple of weeks, you have to vote for a winner. It's either Producer Reese.
Hello!
Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Or Melinda.
What?
As you.
Oi.
Vote for me! www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and then click on Big Mother. She'll be next to my face.
Mm. Says vote for her.
Hey?
It says vote for Big Mother.
Oh, there you
face.
Go.
Yeah.
Couldn't be simpler.
No, it's easy.
Where do I vote for Big Mother? On where it says vote for Big Mother.
Give us an update on the scores so far, Dave. The percentages.
So far,
in third place.
Third place, producer Reese with 24%.
Come on!
Second place, Melinda with 27%. And first place so far is me with 49%.
Yeah!
You're looking very smug there.
He always does.
I've got a cold.
No, he still looks smug. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and vote for who you would like to see win Big Mother by clicking on Vote for Big Mother.
It's easy.
Thank you.
Yo, this is The Rock kicking it with the refugee camp, and you're about to smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh, nice. Lasagna. Right, get voting now. Radio 1 online. Reese?
Vote for me.
Right. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Yo, I got 50 Bentleys in the...
Oh, I can't be here no more.
It doesn't matter.
Take me home to the place I belong.
Melky Sedek. Apparently. That's who's on that record.
Melky.
Yeah, it's Wycliffe Jean,
John,
featuring The Rock and Melky Sedek. He's, I believe, being Last of the Summer Wine, Melky Sedek.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. He was on the buses as well.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, Melky. I don't know. Just making this crap up. All right, so we've got a big world exclusive with Nick. Going to be on the show in just a bit. It's going to be good, isn't it?
After the news, yeah.
The first radio interview he's ever done, and it is yours.
Well, the first radio interview he's ever done that's been of any importance.
Ah, yes.
And remember...
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Radio 1. All right, so Nick coming up after Zombie Nation, which is after news and sport with Claire and Colm at 4.30.
Petrol gets to the pumps, but the hassle goes on.
And Ranieri could be the new boss at the bridge.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
The government says it hopes a quarter of Britain's 13,000 petrol stations will be filled by tonight. The oil companies reckon it'll be more like one in five. More than 100 schools are still closed, and the post office says deliveries will be disrupted for several more days. Graham Naylor is from Sainsbury's.
Over Tuesday and Wednesday, we saw unprecedented levels of purchase from customers. Over those 2 days, we moved over 7 million cases of products through our supply chain.
Companies claim the fuel crisis will have cost them £1 billion by the time it's over. British Airways has blamed rising fuel costs for its decision to increase its fares. Paedophile protesters say they're thinking about restarting their demos after the Home Secretary decided not to allow them greater access to the sex offenders register. Barry Pettinger organised the Portsmouth protests.
I believe the professional bodies are the best people to decide in some of these issues, but at the moment it appears to be too lax on when the public can get access and when they can't.
Four people have been hurt, one seriously, in a head-on crash involving a bus and a coach in Oxfordshire. It happened in Wantage. Both drivers are still in hospital. In Portsmouth, flash floods have cut power to schools, an industrial estate and council offices. Thousands of people have been evacuated from the buildings after 6 centimetres of rain fell in 3 hours. The BBC's Natalie Graham.
The bad news is we're expecting more heavy rain this afternoon. Up to 2 inches in places are expected across Hampshire, the Isle of Wight and East and West Sussex, so that could cause more local flooding in areas and with it more problems.
A former teacher from Jamaica has been jailed for 8 years for laundering drug money in London. Mernal Lindner, who's 42, was caught at Heathrow Airport with nearly £700,000 stuffed into suitcases.
Bookies have stopped taking bets on Claudio Ranieri being Chelsea's new boss. It seems he is on the verge of succeeding Gianluca Vialli. Here's David Burns.
We understand it's a done deal and Ranieri will be confirmed this weekend. He watched Chelsea play in the UEFA Cup last night, and managing director Colin Hutchinson says talks have taken place. Ranieri's CV includes Atletico Madrid and Valencia in Spain and Fiorentina and Napoli in Italy. The indications are he's agreed a 3-year contract at Stamford Bridge.
The 2000 Olympics have opened with a 4-hour ceremony in Sydney. It was Aussie athlete Cathy Freeman who lit the flame in Stadium Australia.
The eyes of 110,000 people focus as one on Cathy Freeman, and an orange flame shoots high into the dark New South Wales sky. And the games of the 27th Olympiad can now begin.
And Nick Faldo and Paul Laurier joint second in the Lancôme Trophy in France. They're 7 under par, 2 shots behind Australia's Nick O'Hearn. I'm Colm Harrison.
Tonight's weather, wet and windy in the east, mostly dry in the west. Highs of 12 Celsius. We'll update news and sport at 5.
Nation and whatever that record is. I don't really know. Right, it's Friday afternoon. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. And please welcome live to the show, Nasty Nick Bateman. How are you, mate?
All right, thank you.
It's really him. It's not John doing an impression. It's really him. Thanks for coming on the show.
No problem.
Before we start this, obviously, let me just get this out of the way. I was late getting on the Big Brother thing, right? So I missed the first couple of weeks. I was away, I think. We're on tour at first, and then we're away. And then I just become such a loser, because I've got really sucked into the Big Brother show, right? To the point where I know where I was when I heard the news that you were leaving the house. I know that's very sad. I'm sorry. I started clear up now. So, are you all right then?
Yeah, fine.
All right. How many weeks have you been out now?
It's been 3 weeks now.
Have you had time to kind of stop, sit down and go, Jesus Christ, this is a bit weird?
I haven't been given the chance to. It'd be nice to have that chance, but there's been so many things to do. I haven't had that chance yet.
You haven't been home.
I haven't been home.
You haven't slept in your own bed since you were out.
Not yet.
So you haven't slept in your own bed for 10 weeks?
10 weeks.
Wow. Weird?
It is. I'd like to sleep in my own bed because I'm currently staying with a friend. He's got a very small single bed and I hate single beds.
Right. So Nick would like a free bed. If any bed firms are listening, he would like a nice big king-size deluxe
bed. King-size bed, yeah.
King-size deluxe bed. If anybody would like to give Nick a free bed. And I'll have one as well, by the way, because I need one as well. All right, so how have you found this instant fame, the fact that you are now a celebrity?
Well, it's incredible, because when you go into the house, there's just 10 of us, and we just thought it's 10 normal blokes, fairly normal. And we never thought that it'd be this popular as it has been. So when you walk out the house, and you're met by all the press, you just go, wow, what the hell's gone on?
When you signed up for it, what do they tell you before you go in? What do they actually, do they say, now when you come out, that you're going to be famous, or did nobody actually know if it would work or not?
Well, as contestants, we never thought it would do. They said, you know, this is a life-changing show, but we didn't believe it. We just thought, you know, how could it be interesting seeing, you know, 10 people? It's just like going on holiday, on a skiing holiday with 10 people and it being filmed.
Yeah.
We just didn't think that it'd be at all interesting to people.
All right. At any point when you're in the house, see, we've got a load of questions and I'm not even looking at them because I'm fascinated. What was the point when you're in the house, before you left, that you started thinking, this must be popular, whether you heard people outside or anything like that, or on eviction day when you could hear the crowds?
Yeah, we could hear the crowd on eviction day, but, you know, we didn't know how many people really were out there. And, you know, people love to go and watch television shows, and they will, you know, queue up hours to go and see even The Price is Right. So the audience outside was no real indication of what the true feeling of the public was.
All right, okay. All right, let me ask you this. When you left, and we all saw you leave, out the back door, into a car, and you left, right? When you were sitting in the car, you got in the back of the car, and this guy gave you a hug.
Guy, it's a girl.
Oh, was it a girl?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Looked like a bloke, didn't it?
This is why I'm single. Do you know what I mean? I can't tell the difference, right? And you sat in the car. Did they then go, okay, we've got to tell you now that everybody knows who you are and you've suddenly become, right, Mr. Nasty and everybody hates you? But they didn't, but they did. Do you know what I mean by that? Did they sit you down and tell you that?
Well, I think they tried to disguise it by saying, you know, you'd be portrayed as this Machiavellian-type character, and it wasn't until I saw the papers on Friday that was quite, you know, disappointing and quite shocking, because it was on every single front cover of every single paper in this country. And that was, wait a minute, I've just come off a game show. You know, I haven't, you know, killed someone or, you know, or robbed an old lady. I've just been on a game show.
You were J.R. Ewing. You were Dirty Den. That's what you were. You were Nasty Nick. It's like you were the new bad man on telly.
Well, I think, yeah, I think the British public love a bad guy, and the editors certainly of the show, it was their dream come true. So they, you know, they turned me into something that I'm not necessarily.
Right, okay. I watched the show. I watched, I saw, you know, the most of the leading up to you kind of being caught out thing, right? And the one thing that could, when Davina interviewed you in that interview, and she sat there like you just, you know, microwaved her cat, and she was sitting there going, but you know, what was going through your mind, and what were you doing and everything, and I'm sitting there screaming at the television going, hang on a second, am I the only one who gets it, right? He was playing everybody off against each other so he would win. Now, that seems very simple to me. Is that exactly what you were doing?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Right? You lied to people in the hope that you would win, and it worked, because nobody nominated you.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, in other words, you deserve a medal.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one who actually really played the game of the game show.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, I'm kissing your ass, but it's true. And I said this on the radio. It's the only guy who was playing the game, right? Screw this social experiment crap, right? He's 70 grand. That was a prize up for grabs, and he wanted to win. Yeah. I was right behind you.
Good.
Right, there you go, see?
That was a rant.
Hey?
That was a real rant.
Okay, right. Dominic from The Sun is here as well, because obviously you are Mr. Sun at the moment. It must have been... I must imagine... Have any photograph taken with Brad Pitt and Vinnie Jones and the father of Madonna's baby, Guy Ritchie? Must have been very exciting for you. However, the fact that you're wearing a red baseball cap with The Sun written on it must have kind of brought it down a few steps.
Well, they definitely held a gun to my head for a while for that.
Yeah.
They're all the rage. It's a real fashion craze.
But, Edna, you've never worn one.
I have.
I've never seen a picture of you wearing one of those cheap baseball caps.
I wear it in the office every day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but not when you meet Brad Pitt.
No, true.
Next time you're in the paper photograph of Brad Pitt, I want you to promise that you will wear that baseball cap.
Okay, promise.
Nick, you've heard
that, yep.
Okay, right?
Okay.
Deal. See, that's it now. 6 million people have just heard you say that, so you have to do it, Tom.
Okay, right. I'm a man of my word, you know that.
says world-famous journalist Dominic. All right, well, Nick, hang about for a bit, and we're going to play some records, and I've got loads of questions for you, and just relax and have fun, right? I am no Davina McColl.
Good.
I'm on your side, and you can bitch about anybody as much as you want, right? Especially that gushy woman, Davina. You were so horrible, blah, blah, blah. Shut your face, woman, it's television. Most entertaining thing on TV for years. Is that enough ass-kissing?
Enough, yeah, for now.
All right, then. Nasty Nick is here. We'll have more questions later. This is Cisco. It's 4:45 on Radio 1. Cisco and Unleash the Dragon at Radio 1. Nasty Nick is here. Do you mind being called Nasty Nick, or do you not really care?
Oh, I don't really care.
No? Oh, okay. Fair enough. Can I call you Susan?
Well, Samantha would be better.
Samantha. Samantha Bateman. Don't know why I did that. It's any worse than that. By the way, if you've been listening to Big Mother, then you can vote for who you would like to win Big Mother, which is our version. If you go to Radio 1 online, it's www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and vote for who you would like to win Big Mother by clicking on Vote for Big Mother. Yes, it's that simple. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and then vote for Big Mother by clicking on Vote for Big Mother. So how much are The Sun paying you?
Pound a day?
Yeah, you liar. I reckon it's more.
£1.50.
More or less than 70 grand?
No.
No what? More or less? You can't say no to more or less. Doesn't make any sense.
No, it's only £1.50 a day.
No, right, okay.
Is that true, Dominic?
I couldn't possibly comment.
I reckon they're paying you 70
give
grand.
A baseball cap.
I reckon they'd have offered you 70 grand because that's what you would have won anyway. So if they offer you 70 grand, you take it. Am I right, Dominic?
You're not going to draw me on that one, I'm afraid. It was a confidential agreement.
I think you're right.
No, well, you told me last night in the pub anyway, so... No, he didn't really, but... No, okay, right then. Let's go through, if it's all right with you, the other members of the house.
Sure.
I want to know what you think of them. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
He's now kind of sitting back in his chair. Bring it on. Sada.
The hippie chick. It's actually very funny. There's one story about her that's quite sweet. She had been on the Kilroy show where they're talking about are blondes real bimbos, and she was defending the case of this, and we're talking about in the house we only had 60 minutes of hot water, and she turned around and said, okay guys, that's 10 minutes each. So, you know.
That's answered that one then. All right. Will you be? Have you met up with her since?
Yeah, I saw her at the premiere of The Cell, which I don't which I don't think people should see because it's not very good.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit sick and it's trite. But,
okay, good. Tripe.
Tripe. Trite.
Trite.
Yeah, she seemed fine, but you know it's.
But you wouldn't be friends with her now.
No, I don't think so.
No, okay, well, good. I'm getting that vibe from you, Andy.
Andy the Silver Fox. Him and I still see each other. He's good fun. He's on some obscure channel, Channel 5.
That's your Channel 5 deal, Gorman. Yes.
Thank God.
Channel 5's a great station.
All right, so you pal out with him still?
Yeah, I still pal with him. I saw him a couple of nights ago, and he's well.
All right, Caroline?
Caroline, it's... she was, you know, she had a heart of gold. Although she hurled abuse at me, which I thought was very unnecessary at the TV Quick Awards.
She really?
Yeah.
Was she just drunk and showing off, or was, did
well,
she mean?
Well, you know, she was there with Nikki, and they were shouting away while I was trying to present this award. It was a bit disappointing, but I think it was fueled with alcohol and champagne. So, yeah, I wasn't really too bothered, but it'd just be nice, you know, for them to realise that... it was a game show, and that was it.
Yeah. Do you think she has too many teeth for the size of her mouth?
Well, I think a dentist might be happy, but...
Okay. Nicola?
Nicola, she was, you know, she looked so sweet in her picture just before the show, but, you know, she was quite, sometimes really, really aggressive, and us men were quite frightened of her. You know, she and Caroline are like sort of two peas in a pod. They go around together, they drink together, and they get very angry together. So
they're both gobby, aren't they?
But I did invite them to stay at my house after the show, but obviously they were throwing eggs, apparently, at my house last night, so I think they probably now declined the offer.
Really? Why would he throw eggs at his house?
Well, don't know.
No, Nick, I'm really disappointed in you. No, that was my impression of Nicola, by the way.
Very good.
All right, okay. Tom?
Tom. Tom, at first, he was so quiet, I thought he was going to, you know, just pack up and leave. I've seen Tom a couple of times. He's out and about on the town.
Mm.
He had a lot of pressure from his father to go back to the farm, and I think he's enjoying the bright lights. And certainly for him, they've been very bright at the moment. I like Tom a lot. He's a good guy.
Okay, Claire?
Claire, well, I didn't really.
You didn't meet her.
Didn't meet her.
Right.
But I think, you know, it was a cheap trick of the show, right, to bring somebody in that knew so much information about each character. And so, when I left, they should not replace me.
Yeah, but, I think you're right. I think three words spring to mind when you mention Claire: no one cares. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd be right. Yeah.
Rather large breasts.
Yeah, she had a rather large breast, but then so do I. You know what I mean?
No one cares. Same thing.
Mel.
Mel. Well, as you see in The Sun, I used to call her the praying mantis. She looks so sweet in her pictures, but, you know, I think she has come off this quite bad as well. People have painted her in a bad light, but it's purely down to the editors. I think, you know, she is very strong-willed, very strong-minded. She's a nice girl, and I think she's been misunderstood and portrayed in a way that's unfair.
There are a load of rumours about Big Brother, and one of them was that conspiracy is the wrong word, but they're very, I'm trying to phrase this the right way, they're very conscious about the editing of the show. Mm. And one of the rumours was that they edit the show in a certain way to make some people come out good and some people come out bad. Do you believe there's a bit of that going on?
Well, I think there is. I think there's one instance of that. They had me smoking a cigarette, and the voiceover said he's, you know, in the garden while the house has no cigarettes. But they didn't show Tom, who was next door to me, having a cigarette, and also 3 weeks before, the girls were guzzling champagne and eating chocolates when we had no alcohol, and that wasn't shown on air. So, you know, they should have a responsibility to paint people the same, but, you know, it's clearly has not been the case. Certain people.
All right, very quickly, the last three remaining members of the house, Anna.
The lesbian. No, she was fine, but she's so dark, and she's very good at drawing people out, but she, you know, she's very wicked, and very deceptively sort of evil as well.
More to her than meets the eye?
Much more.
Darren?
You know, Darren's come out this show smelling of roses. An example, I was looking at the internet and it said, today Darren cooks for the girls. What a nice guy he is. And then the second page was, Nick, today dropped an egg. Did he do that on purpose? Now the house has no eggs. And so Darren has always come out of this, you know, smelling of roses.
And chicken poo.
And chicken poo.
Right. And finally, who I think should win, Craig.
Yeah, Craig is, yeah, he's down to earth. He's tried very hard. Although, you know, he did oust me out. I bear him no malice against that. And, you know, he's going to win the show tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Well, we're backing him anyway.
We want Craig to win. I like Craig. Never met the guy, but I like him. Mm, he reminds me of my mate Richie.
Great link.
Sorry, but he does, you know what I mean? All right, well, thank you very much. That's what Nasty Nick thinks of everybody in the house. Are you going to hang around for a bit?
Yeah,
enjoying
sure.
it? Is it good?
Yeah.
All right, okay. We'll talk about more stuff with Nick later, like the fact that he wants a bed and he would like some lucrative commercial deals. Oh, and Dominic wants to mention the sun again.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, then.
The sun.
I love the fact your editor will be sitting there going, what do you mean you don't mention it? Well... All right, Nasty Nick is here. We'll speak to him more in just a few seconds.
Summer 2000 on Radio 1.
Let's hear what 30,000 people sound like. Make some noise out, people. Come on. Are you ready for the final chapter? What's happening out in that bar?
This is a place to be today. This is Moss Bank Park in glorious Fontaine.
Because Radio 1 is funded by the TV licence, all this is possible. Big Sunday, Big Belly, Love Parade, Ibiza, Iron Appa, Glastonbury, Homelands. Now, get ready for One Live in Cardiff. One love, one life. Radio 1.
If you've got the Eminem album, track 3 on the album is a track called Stan, which I know Trevor and Joe have been playing a lot of. And there's a sample of a song playing all the way through it, and it's this song here by a woman called Dido Armstrong. And this is called No Angel on Radio 1.
Nice, sir. Whispery.
Well, you know, I thought I'd do a DJ thing, you know.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why.
So that's the track which is on the Eminem track Stan. Dido, No Angel is the name of the album. That's a track called Thank You. Radio 1. And my friend Anna told me to play that.
Right.
She wanted me to mention it.
I know.
Yeah. Anna the X. Yeah. All right, OK, more from Nasty Nick in a bit. Sonic and Sky coming up next. Here's Claire and Colin with News of Sport. It's 5 o'clock.
The petrol stations start opening to the public.
And is it another Italian job at Chelsea?
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
1 in 5 petrol stations should be open to the public by tonight. Oil's now getting through 36 hours after the blockade started being lifted around the country. But the government says it'll be up to 3 weeks before everything's completely back to normal.
I'm in support of what they've actually done. I think the prices are too high.
Totally sympathise with what happened.
The parents of Sarah Payne say they're disappointed the government's decided not to allow greater access to the sex offenders register. They've been putting on pressure on ministers to let people know if they've got a paedophile living close by. A schoolboy who stabbed his piano teacher with a carving knife has been sentenced to 6 years in youth detention. The 14-year-old, who can't be named, attacked Christina Thompson-Jones during a lesson at her home in Ripon in North Yorkshire. There's been a major oil spill near Arundel near West Sussex. 20,000 litres per minute are leaking into the River Arun. Up to 350 jobs are to go at the makers of Doc Martin tubes. Bosses in Northamptonshire-based company R. Griggs say the job losses are necessary to keep the profits rolling in. A Scottish sports centre has banned thin people from one of its fitness classes because they put the fatties off. The McLaren Leisure Centre in Callander says it's trying to create a poser-free zone so its bulkier customers can exercise in peace.
Claudio Ranieri could be the new manager at Chelsea. The former Fiorentina and Valencia boss has had talks at Stamford Bridge and the word is he signed a 3-year deal. Northern Ireland's under-21s have been handed a 3-0 win over Malta, even though last month's game ended 1-1. Malta fielded a player who should have been suspended. The Olympics are underway after a mammoth opening ceremony. Aussie athlete Cathy Freeman lit the flame in Sydney and the first medals are up for grabs tonight. And Scotland's Dean Robertson is one off the lead in golf's Longcombe Trophy. I'm Colm Harrison.
Tonight's weather, wet and windy in the east, mostly dry in the west, highs of 12 Celsius. Next from us, as the pumps begin to flow, we find out what chance you've got of filling up this weekend. And all the latest from Sydney as the Olympics get underway. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Radio 1.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Pete Heller and Big Love at Radio 1 before that, Sonic and Sky. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Comedy Dave, Melinda and Race and John are here, and our friend Dominic from The Sun and his surrogate son, Nasty Nick Bateman. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good.
I feel like a Butch Davina McCall.
She's better looking than you.
Huh?
She's better looking than you.
Yeah, but according to you, Dave, everybody's better looking than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
So, are you going to go back to your old job then, Nick?
Certainly not, no.
Did you hate that job anyway?
I hated it with a vengeance, although I think the company policy about me applying back to my company, they said, at this stage, there are no suitable vacancies.
Really? It's lousy gits. You don't need them anyway.
No.
How much did you get paid a year for that job?
Not enough.
Did you get paid a lot?
No, not very. Not as much as I wanted, but...
More or less than 50?
Hmm?
More or less than 50?
Less.
Less?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you don't need it. What, for what you're going to earn now?
Well, exactly.
Oh, man. Seriously, milk it for as much as you can. You can make so much money, and the women are going to be all over you. Oh, God. You're going to have so many women.
One hopes.
You will.
Even more than us. Put
oh,
together.
Wow. Have you got a girlfriend?
No, I don't, no.
Oh, man. Even better.
Although I met somebody kind of sweet yesterday, but it's...
You're going to meet somebody kind of sweet every day.
Well.
Oh, play the field. Don't dare tie yourself down. I personally will come around and kick your ass. Oh, you can't tie yourself down, mate. You've got to just play the game.
Chick City.
You're famous, mate. Just melt that fame as much as you can. Seriously, if I was good-looking, I would. If I wasn't so fat and ugly... I'd be out there every night. Hi, I'm Chris Morrison, Radio 1. Who? Doesn't matter, love. Do you want a drink? Hey?
Does that anyway.
You must be... What, not as bad as John does? Cole Shaw, with his... Hi, I do impressions. What's your name, my darling? Dominic does, and he's married with a kid.
I do not.
Yeah, you do. You know what you like.
I'll be hearing from my lawyers.
You're like a dog on heat, Dom. okay, let's do some... Lisa from Cork wants to know, do you still own that awful leather jacket?
He's got it on.
He's wearing it right now.
No, I think she means the Red Devil jacket.
No, I think she might mean that one.
I like it.
Right. What did your friends and family say to you when you got out of the house?
Not much, because unfortunately a certain newspaper had logged into my mobile phone, so I couldn't get any messages, so I didn't speak to them for a couple of days.
Was that you, Dom?
No, it wasn't.
We left you a message on your answer phone.
I know, got it, yeah.
Did you get it?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Just doing that for a laugh.
We didn't mean it.
Oh, no, don't worry, it was fun.
Oh, dear. Michael at Tonight's wants to know, does Mel look as good in real life as she does on the TV?
She's better in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What? Dom in Shropshire wants to know, what were you doing in the greenhouse when you were putting your trousers up that time?
I don't remember that at all.
He was watering the plants.
The plants, of course. Way! This is an email which has just come in. Oh, came in about an hour and a so ago. They've been watching Big Brother on the internet. Darren has just found your sunglasses that were still in the house.
It's impossible. I have my sunglasses here.
Okay, all right then. And what does... No, I'm not... Come, mate, why didn't he edit that? I'm not reading that out.
No, I didn't
put it. It was good. It wasn't bad. Right. Okay, right, okay. What's the deal? Are you happy with the deal with The Sun?
Yeah, it's great. It's been hard work doing the column. Because you have to watch the show with three people on it, which is not exactly exciting.
Do you actually write that yourself? Do you write that article yourself?
Yep.
Word for word yourself?
Word for word.
With a bit of help from somebody?
Well, I don't know, sometimes I'll occasionally put in a word, but I have editorial license on that, so...
So you don't sit with your feet up smoking while somebody else writes and goes, is that all right, Nick? And you go, no, it's not good enough, rewrite it.
No, it's... I enjoy writing. We just finished our book, which will come out very shortly.
Whose book?
My book.
Have you just written a book?
It's co-written with Mickey Hutton, so... It should be good fun.
About What, Nick, you?
It's called How to Be a Complete Bastard, but...
yeah!
It also includes the inside knowledge on Big Brother.
Fantastic. When does that come out?
Hopefully in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, wow! You've written it in 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
You don't hang about, do you?
With that Geordie fella, Mickey Hutton?
Yeah.
Blimey. He's a funny man. He's a funny guy.
Yeah?
Right. Okay, tell us a secret about Big Brother that nobody seems to have found out about so far.
Ooh, big secret.
See, now, so, as soon as I said that, your eyes flickered. So there's obviously something that you're waiting for people to ask you about that nobody's asked you about yet.
A secret about Big Brother.
Go on, there's obviously one sitting in your head that you're thinking, I don't know if I should say it or not. Am I right?
I know who the secret peer in the shower was.
The secret peer in the shower?
Yes.
So what was the story? Don't say who yet, but what was the story?
They had a thing on the internet saying, we will reveal to you who was peeing in the shower. Although somebody was doing something else in the shower, it's far worse than peeing. That's a different story with that. But there was a secret peer in the shower, and also Andy was doing something else in the shower that was...
different.
Did I say Andy? But there was a secret peer in the shower.
And that was you.
How'd you guess?
And Andy was...
Leave it.
No.
He was doing different things.
It's human nature, man. Do you know what I mean? It's a biological, natural...
necessity.
Yeah, well, leave it to the listener's imagination.
But I haven't said anything. Neither has he. We haven't said anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the chickens. You know, it's not like they were choking them or anything.
Yeah. They weren't in the shower.
Huh?
They weren't in the shower.
Oh, well, they don't often go in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hands up if you've got an image. Thank you. All right, OK. Robbie Williams has got a new album out. Have you heard that?
No.
OK, would you like to hear what will be the next single off it?
Fantastic.
OK, all right. He's been away for, like, weeks. The guy doesn't know what's going on. You know the Beatles split up? OK, all right, you know about that. Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue and Kids, Radio 1. Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue and Kids from the album Sing When You're Winning, singing something, ringing, singing.
Sing When You're Winning.
Sing When You're Winning, all right. Nasty Nick is here. Hello, Nasty Nick.
Hello.
It's not that nasty at all. I think it should be more bitchy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, be worse.
Okay.
Just let it all go out, mate. Just let it all flow. Like Andy, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just let it all gush out. So, obviously, you're kind of like the Sun's official Big Brother mascot.
Sure.
The Sun newspaper, by the way, who had the Kick Out Nick campaign. Let's go to you, Dominic Moen, from the Sun, right? Mm. Kick out Nasty Nick, and then you sign him up. Is that a little bit two-faced?
No, not at all. It was just a bit of fun, our Kick Out Nick campaign. Because we felt that a lot of the public were unhappy with him, and we just did it as a bit of a joke, and it did tend to snowball. But then Nick was we were his natural home, really. So, so yeah, no, we're perfect bedfellows.
That doesn't answer the question at all, though. You two-faced wimp.
Yeah, well, you know, we did a Kick Out Nick campaign, we got him out, and then obviously a lot of our readers wanted to read his story about what really went on.
We had a Kick Out Nick campaign, it was all planned, we'd kick him out, then we'd sign him up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, that should have been yes.
And the sales have gone up.
Yeah, have they?
Yep.
Really?
Average of 3.85 million last week.
That's good.
A day.
Because of Nick?
Well, several factors, but we believe that was one of them.
Nick, on the phone to your agent, you want that contract renegotiating.
Yeah, I will do.
If they're making money, you need more money out of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Dog eat dog. Okay, let me ask you this, right? When you were found out...
Yeah.
Okay, and they... first of all, when you went to bed that night, and Craig goes, hey, there's a couple of issues we want to discuss. I'm not very happy. And you stood there, and you were getting undressed, and you went... Oh, really? Oh, that's a shame. Were you standing at that point thinking, oh, crap?
No, I guess something was up, because he always used to have some complaint that his baked beans were cold or he couldn't sleep. So when he said that, I just felt that there was something not right.
So the next day when you sat you around the table, Nick, it's come to our attention that, did you think, oh, now, oh, crap?
Yeah, I thought, as soon as you said, I'm very disappointed in you, I thought, yeah, that's it, the game's up.
What did you want to do?
I wanted to... The first thing you think is, can I get out of this? And then you look around the table and see the rest of the people, and you knew that he had already told them, so I think at that stage, just wanted to make a bolt for the door.
When you watch the footage back, which you obviously have done, what were you thinking?
It's very unnatural to see yourself on television, especially in that. I actually cringe when I watch it, because it's such a sort of historic moment now, television, but it was very difficult for me. I mean, it's like a kangaroo court, and all these people were basically having a go and letting out their stresses against me for doing something like, you know, passing people notes. It wasn't like I stole their chocolate, you know, it's just passing some notes.
Personally, only the other week I went in the diary room and said how much of a nice guy you were, and now I feel like a custard because of it. You know what I mean? My friends and my family now think I'm a custard. I'm sorry, but I was laughing my breasts off at that point. The webcam went off for a couple of hours. Did Darren punch you?
No, Darren couldn't really punch a fly, so no, he didn't. No, it got to a stage when there could have been some confrontation, but, you know, nothing happened.
Right. I mean, I'm glad for you, but, you know, personally, that would have made fantastic television. A scrap would have been great.
Thanks.
No, it would have been, you know. I wouldn't want you to get a kick in, but for television entertainment, it would have been very funny. I would have liked that. You just go in for them and all that. That would have been great. Seriously, though, wouldn't it have been great, telly?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just me, then.
I agree with you.
All right, OK, fair enough. Are you going to do pantomime?
Yeah, if the right role comes up.
I think you'd make a really good Boo Hiss character.
Well, like Dr. Hook?
Yeah, someone like that. I think you could be the nasty one in the panto. Boo Hiss. Do you like kids?
Yeah.
Right.
It's sweet to work with, but it's,
Would you fancy doing panto?
Yeah, I'd love to do it.
Would you really?
Yeah.
OK, right, good. So it's not too late then, you know. It's only September. If you're organising a big panto and you don't like the character who's a Boo Hiss, you know, the actor playing the Boo Hiss, fire him and get Nick in.
If there's any spare parts, me and Chris are available.
Yeah. Or with the Ugly Sisters. Oh, I say! Maybe not. No?
You could be an Ugly Sister.
And will you ever do another assault course on television?
Probably not.
Oh, dear. Right, I think that's it, then. I think we've exhausted the Big Brother stuff now, and we've got to give you a break. Nick will be on television tonight because it's the final night of Big Brother. They're bringing all the old house members back, so they'll all be back together for the first time. For the first time since the start, then. Yeah, all right. And you reckon Craig's going to win?
I reckon Craig should definitely win it, yep.
Craig, Anna, then Darren.
Yep.
Yeah, OK, all right. Thank you very much to Nasty Nick Bateman for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
And his very good friend, Dominic from The Sun.
Right.
He paid for the car in. Thank you very much, and good luck, Nick.
Thank you.
Right. Radio 1.
This Monday, Lamac Live presents a Radiohead special, live from Paris.
Radio 1.
The show will be co-hosted by the band as they unveil tracks from their brand new album, Kid A. It's Radiohead's fourth studio album, and this is the first time you'll hear tracks from it. Plus, the band will be answering your questions live on the show.
Radio 1.
Join me, Steve Lamac, with Radiohead, a Lamac Live special, direct from Paris, only on Radio 1.
The UK's official number one. On the UK's official top 40 station, Radio 1.
So there goes Nasty Nick. He's going to be on the final of Big Brother tonight, where we really, 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 really hope Craig wins.
You've been supporting him all week.
Absolutely.
Hi, my name is Paul, the American voiceover guy, and I'd just like to say that you should vote for Craig to win Big Brother by dialing 0901-1980-102.
There you go.
I think it'd be close, though.
Hey?
I think it'd be close, though, him and Anna.
Yeah, I think so. Mind you, you know what they say, don't you?
What?
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Mm.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
I like him, I must admit.
It's all right, isn't it?
He was everything I expected him to be.
He's just a bloke that went on a TV game show and became really, really famous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with our help, we can really turn him into a nasty, evil, bitchy, hilarious personality.
But he doesn't come over as being a nasty, evil person.
No, but you know what I mean? I think, you know, we can write for him. So when he goes...
We could write his nasty script.
Yeah, we write the nasty bits for him. He just memorises it and reads it out.
Because you can be nasty.
Who?
You could.
I can't be nasty.
You can be nasty.
I can't be nasty.
You can write nasty things.
Me?
You're always nasty.
Say nasty things.
What?
You say nasty things.
Yeah, but that's only because you're a big pussy, though, isn't it?
Shut
Do you know what I mean? When have I ever written anything nasty to you?
Just now.
What?
The piece
what?
Of paper just handed me.
I hope that didn't go on the webcam. If you've been following Big Mother, this is the big Radio 1 version of Big Brother. Left in the studio is Comedy Dave, producer Reese, and Melinda, and we're asking you to vote on Radio 1 online. What are the current percentages so far, Dave?
Percentages are, in third place, producer Reese with 16%. No, Melinda with 12%.
Ooh!
Second place, producer Weiss with 16%.
Producer Weiss?
Producer Weiss.
Yeah.
And I've got 72%.
Yeah! It's not too late to vote. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and go to vote for Big Mother. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
And now, live from Radio 1's Showbiz Underpants, this is all the news that hasn't happened. This is The Knot.
I'm Krusty Smiles, and this is all the showbiz news that hasn't happened in The Knot. And we start with a shocking video of Gary Barlow and Janet Street Porter that's been doing the rounds for weeks. The video shows them doing very naughty things to each other and includes jelly and ice cream, a bed and a traffic cone. Toothy loudmouth...